This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a spike of coronavirus cases in South Korea, 18, and nightclubs and other leisure spots have been shut down. Most of the new infections have been traced to clubgoers in Seoul. South Korea has now reported 10,840 cases with 256 COVID-19 deaths. Social distancing in the country was eased when the number of new cases was less than 10 for five consecutive days. That ended this week. In Germany, there have been new virus outbreaks at three animal slaughterhouses, two in the west of the country, another in the north. Local officials are charged with working to stem such surges, part of a plan for Germany to gradually ease pandemic restrictions. Pakistan today is allowing shops, factories, construction sites, and other businesses to reopen despite a daily upswing in COVID-19 cases, 1,600, bringing the total to about 27,500 with 618 deaths. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says the government cannot support millions of families that depend on daily wages. But he warns if the public fails to observe existing social distancing guidelines, strict controls will be reimposed. China is going ahead with more school reopenings in Beijing. Upwards of 84,000 junior high school students and some 13,000 teachers are due back in the classroom on Monday. 50,000 high school students return to classes on April 27th. And China's ceremonial legislature is scheduled to hold its annual session on May 22nd, after a March meeting was postponed because of the pandemic, which China appears to have stifled within its borders. Australia will ease social distancing measures in a three-step process with the aim of removing all coronavirus curves by July. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison is warning that caution is key and that there probably will be setbacks. Australia imposed its strict social distancing rules in March. The country has lost 97 lives to COVID-19 with about 7,000 cases.